Abbott charging down the ice. He's got a step. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith are going to go. And so Rice, Talbot, and Smith. Moving on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here, gets me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Hernan Salas, your host from TSN 1260. Connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. On today's pod, we'll hear from Adam Larson and Dave Tippett. We'll also be joined in the second segment by Neil McHale, writer covering the New Jersey Devils for InsideHockey.com. He'll fill us in a little bit more on Dmitry Kulikov, the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers. And you can find him on Twitter at Neil McHale. That's M-C-H-A-L-E. And no games. We haven't had one since Saturday. Oilers are set to play on Friday. They did return to practice after 2 days off. And we look forward to a couple of games this weekend. The Oilers coming off a very, very bad loss in Calgary. Kind of one that was expected. The Oilers have been playing a lot of hockey. Calgary was a fresh team. Just nothing went their way. And those games happen throughout a season. So not reading too much into it, but they got to be better for sure heading into the weekend games here. The Oilers still sit in a good spot. They're 25-15-2, 52 points. Third in the North Division. They're 1 point back of the Jets for second place, and then 7 points back of the first place Leafs, but have a good cushion on Montreal, Calgary, and Vancouver. So the Oilers here with 14 games remaining. I mean, what's going to be that magic number? I know Tommy said he wants to see 8 wins. I'm about there as well for them to lock down a playoff spot. Let's get to your practice notes for today. Slater Cuckoo was on the ice before practice. He did leave right before all the boys went out there, and you heard Ken Holland say yesterday he is ahead of schedule. It's another good option for the Edmonton Oilers on that left side. So Slater Cuckoo progressing nicely here. No RNH at practice today. Haas was between Cahoon and Yamamoto. I do not like this look. We will get an update from Dave Tippett on Nugent Hopkins. Hopefully he can go in the next couple of games, because Haas, Cahoon, Yamamoto, that's not a very big line. And I don't think they can create much offense. But obviously he wasn't on the ice with his team. So Haas just maybe a filler there for now. The other lines were Draisaitl with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujärvi. And then they had a line of Josh Archibald, JJ Chiron, Alex Chiasson, and Nygaard with Devin Shore and Zach Cassian. Your fifth line had 4 members rotating: James Neal, Tyler Ennis, Patrick Russell, and Kyle Turris. And there's 3 names there that interest me. I mean, James Neal, Tyler Ennis, and Kyle Turris, all guys that haven't had great seasons. They've gotten the opportunity, that's for sure. Ennis has had some good looks, but he can't produce. I guess that's what I'm getting at. And neither of these guys have this season. That's why they remain out. And like I said, Nygaard is back in there for now. We'll see the status of Nuge as the week goes on, but Neal, Ennis, and Turris, 3 vets, 3 older guys that were I don't think we're expecting 20 goals from them each but they definitely have struggled this season, and they've been kind of disappointing. And you look at a guy like Kyle Turris, like, and you have him for next year, how's that gonna work? Like, I mean, can you expect him to be better next year? Probably not. Deep pairings remain the same: Nurse, Barry, Russell, Larson, Bear, Jones, with Lagesson and Bouchard out. And that's going to bring us to, I want to get your thoughts. I want to know what you think about the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers, Dmitry Kulikov, and who should he play with? Let's break it down. Right, guys, Dmitry Kulikov, left-hand, left-shot defenseman here. He's a veteran guy. He's playing a lot of minutes in New Jersey. He was playing with PK Subban, and he kills a lot of penalties. Not a lot offensively. That's never been his kind of thing in the NHL. He doesn't have a lot of points in any of the seasons he's played, but a good shutdown guy. And it's interesting. I know me and Tom kind of alluded to it on yesterday's pod. Does Larson make the most sense? I mean, you're not splitting up Tyson Barrie and Darnell Nurse, and I'm seeing all these D pairings on Twitter and just out of whack, like Barrie on your third pair. I don't know. Like, I don't get it. And people with their analytics saying he's leaking. They've been fine. Has he had some tough games as of late? Sure. But again, all these players are not going to play every game to perfection. So people are going to struggle. You've seen Darnell Nurse have a few blunders here and there, but he's been outstanding. So that top pairing for me is staying put. I have no idea why people want to split that up, but so that leads, is it with Bear or Adam Larson? I personally like with Adam Larson because that's a solid, solid second pair that can play against the other teams. Well, one of their top two lines, they both kill penalties, so you're not kind of splitting them up there. So I kind of like it. They're similar players, stay at home. They can play the physical game. They can both move the puck to a certain extent, and they're not going to bring you a lot of offense, but that's not what they're there for, and that's not why they brought Dmitry Kulikov in. The other option is Ethan Bear, and we'll ask Neil McHale as well if it's better suited to play with a guy similar to his skill set or a more offensive guy. Like, he was playing in New Jersey with PK Subban, and they seemed to be playing well, and they were playing a lot of minutes. So Ethan Bear is an interesting one. Like, remember guys, Ethan Bear last year was an absolute stud on the Oilers. This year, yeah, he started slow and then he had the injury. Now he's rounding into form, but let's not write this guy off. I see so many people saying trade Bear and don't play Bear. Bear's one hell of a defenseman, and he does little plays in his own end that get the puck out and gets his team out of a dangerous situation. So Ethan Bear for me is a guy that come playoff time, he's going to be in there. He played in the bubble playoffs in the top pair. He's got a little bit of experience, but I think with Ethan Bear, I'd rather have like a Cuckoo or a Russell. If Cuckoo's good to go, I think those are the two guys for me. I know people are going to come at me, what about Lagesson and Caleb Jones? But there's nothing wrong with them. You can dress them in a few games here and there, but going into the playoffs, you want more vets. And Lagesson's been good this year, but I'd still take Russ come playoffs. Caleb Jones, he struggled, and I'm not going to get into all the news from last week that he's a top four defenseman and he's great and all that. There's a player there. He has all the tools. He struggled this season. He's gotten better. Yes, all that is true. But for right now, I think I'd have to go Bear with Cuckoo or Bear with Russell. And then I would play Kulikov with Larson. I just like the makeup of that. Just a tough physical duo. And then you got your top pairing where, I mean, Darnell Nurse does it all. Tyson Barrie's your offensive juggernaut. And then on your third pair, you got a guy that's improving defensively but can move a puck and get you out of tough spots in Ethan Bear. And then you got the shot blocking, hard nose, all hard players in Chris Russell and Slater Cuckoo. In the end, I like Kulikov, Larson, two older guys that have played playoff games, guys that can play against the other teams, top players. And when you look at a guy like Bear, still a young guy, not a lot of playoff experience, still finding his game when it comes to the defensive side of it. Like, he's getting better and better, but I'd rather go with the vets here. And then Bear can play the soft minutes, either with a veteran like Russell or a young guy like Jones or Lagesson. It's a pairing, that third pairing, that can take on the softer minute. And then if one of those guys kills penalties, it's okay. But I like that veteran pair, hard nose, stay at home, that can take a lot of minutes and help out Nurse and Barrie in terms of time on ice and all that. So that's why I go with Larson and Dmitry Kulikov as opposed. And I think Kulikov is an upgrade on Chris Russell and Slater Cuckoo and the two young defensemen for this year. So that's what I would do. I want to hear from you. Let me know on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Who should Kulikov play with here? And he probably won't join the team until they have 10 games remaining. He'll miss the next four due to quarantine and all that. Expect him back on April 26th to play his first game. But who should Kulikov play with? Is it for you? Is it Bear? Is it Larson? Or are you splitting up that top pair and playing him with Barry? I don't know why you do that. Also, a long shot. Russell also can play the right side. Do you move him over? Like, I don't know. I think the first two I said, either Bear or Larson, are the most realistic, and we'll see what happens come April 26th when he's set to play his first game, barring anything out of the ordinary here. But Dmitry Kulikov, the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers, gonna be fun when he draws in the lineup to see what he brings. I mean, we've all seen him play a lot of years in Florida and in Winnipeg, so this guy kind of knows what to expect playing in the Canadian city. By all accounts, he seems very excited to be coming to the Edmonton Oilers. All right, guys, coming up next, it is Neil McHale from InsideHockey.com as he covers the New Jersey Devils. We'll get more on Dmitry Kulikov and what's gone wrong there in New Jersey this year as they'll be out of the playoffs once again. I'm Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. As I now welcome in Neil McHale, writer for the New Jersey Devils for InsideHockey.com. You can connect with him on Twitter at Neil McHale. Neil, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Excellent. Trade deadline went yesterday. The Edmonton Oilers acquired Dmitry Kulikov from the New Jersey Devils. So Neil joining me to kind of get a better look at the veteran defenseman. Neil, I guess, first of all, for Oiler fans here, like, what can you tell us about, like, we all know we've seen this guy play with Winnipeg and Florida, but what can you tell us about his years in New Jersey and like, who was he playing with? Who was he paired with?
Yeah. So, you know, Dmitry, you know, he came on, I think one of the, you know, later signings that the Devils had. It looked like that they were rounding out a lot of their defense, and they brought Kulikov in, and it was really you know, right before they had brought in Sammy Vatanen, which was a little bit actually later in the year, but you know, just somebody who you kind of thought might be a depth defenseman for the Devils. And you know, certainly if you look at their team even then compared to how it looks now, it seemed like an ad where maybe he would be a guy who could challenge into their third pair. But what ended up happening was they found some chemistry, particularly with the young Ty Smith and Damon Severson, and they were really struggling to find another pair that had some chemistry there. And they put them along with PK Subban, and the two really, I mean, at times were being used as the first pair in New Jersey, you know, just simply because they had so much chemistry in there. They made some things happen offensively. I don't think it's any secret that PK Subban's had some you know, struggles, especially his first year in New Jersey. And even this year, the offense isn't particularly, you know, there the way that we think of with a guy like PK Subban, of course, over the years, you know, winning Norris Trophy. But it seemed in a lot of ways like the two just really, you know, complemented each other well there, again, creating offensive looks there. And that's the thing about Dmitry Kulikov. We've seen it at stretches in, you know, Winnipeg before, where he was able to, you know, have these stretches where he could be a good quality defenseman. Again, it's a more simplistic style. You know, the Oilers, I think they know exactly what they're getting in this. They're not getting a high risk player. They're not getting a player that's there to produce a whole lot of offense, but they're getting a player that's going to be safe. They're just going to be smart in their own zone. Probably on a team like Edmonton, he'll get a shot at playing, you know, within the third pair on the team, but, you know, can be a guy who's proven this season that he can play up in the lineup. And so I think, you know, for the Oilers, and you look at the price that they paid on it, especially given some of the other prices that teams had to play, you know, pay for blue liners there, you know, it's a really nice get for the Oilers, I think.
Yeah, you brought up kind of where he's going to slot in. Here in Edmonton, I know yesterday on the radio stations all over, we were just talking about, it's either going to be Adam Larson, who you probably know of, or Ethan Bear, the young in his second year here, who's a little bit more offensive than Adam Larson. What's the best fit for him for you? Because I know a lot of us had him in the top four with Adam Larson. They kind of play a similar style. But for you that you've seen him there for most of this year, is he better suited with a guy like Adam Larson? And would you pair him up with a guy that's a little bit more offensive?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I talked about, you know, PK Subban having a better offensive year, but again, we're, you know, it's not the same PK Subban, but you know, the kind of player that can drive offense a little bit better there, which seems like it's a little bit more in Ethan Bear's, you know, style there. That seems to be the kind of players that Kulikov, you know, again, you know, PK Subban is a player. He likes to, you know, get up in the play. He likes to use his shot a lot. He likes to make things and create things. And Kulikov is kind of just that steady, fast presence there. And again, there was nights too where, you know, that too would take some chances themselves. But he knows what he's coming into the Oilers for. He's coming in there to play, you know, more of a conservative, safer type of game. You know, they got him for a playoff run there in New Jersey. Again, they were taking a lot of chances because they were in a lot of situations where they were playing from behind too. So that, you know, comes into play a lot with it. But, you know, I feel like a player like Ethan Bear would be someone he'd be really comfortable with. But again, if you look at the way that, you know, Adam Larson has played with this team as well, you know, it could be a situation where you put them together and you have a really good combination of players that, again, you know, sometimes simple's better, right? And I think that if you have a good shutdown pair there that can move the puck competently, that can, you know, only help the team.
We all know he's more of a stay-at-home D-man. He's not a guy that's going to put up a ton of points. He never has in his career. But how's Kulikov's puck-moving skills? And does he maybe bring a little bit more offense than the numbers suggest, Neil?
I think he definitely, you know, you'll look at it again, part of it's situational hockey and where the New Jersey Devils were playing at times. But yeah. He's had stretches this season where, you look at it and you say, well, you know what? He has a bit of an offensive game to it. Now, part of that is playing with a player like PK Subban, I've mentioned, who likes to take a lot of chances. But you know, there were stretches. Prior to the trade here, you know, he was recording, multiple shots on goal in, I think it was 4 of the last 5. So, you know, he's certainly a player that will do those kind of things. Again, the puck mobility isn't what you got him for. You got him to be a reliable, safe presence on the back end. But you know, one of the things that's really interesting with him is that, once he got him, you know, into the lineup with this team, he's really kind of stayed in the lineup. I mean, you're talking about a team that's essentially, I mean, now we're going to see them a little bit down the stretch, but they basically booted Will Butcher, who was a top NCAA prospect that they were able to secure a few years ago, and Connor Carrick, who's been in the NHL for a while. They've basically been booted out of, the defense corps because of how well guys like Dmitry Kulikov have played, and you know, he's taken a lineup spot from him too. So you have a player who nothing was given to him. He signed a contract late. He's hungry, and again, he's going to play that safe kind of defense that I think the Oilers were after. I listened a little bit to Ken Holland speak there. It didn't seem like they were really looking for the big home run move. They were just looking to add some depth there, and I think this is a really nice addition, particularly given the price that they paid.
Yeah, and it was funny, one of the hits he did here locally yesterday, Dmitry Kulikov was asked about the PK, and he's like, I've done a lot of it. So another part of his game that's going to be that's why Ken Holland brought him in, right? To, like you said, stay at home. So solidify that top four, because you have a lot of young guys on that left side, and to kill penalties. Let's move on to the New Jersey Devils here, Neil. Another tough season. You're still getting some good performances. Some of your younger guys really showing up this year for that team. But, you know, Nico Hischier out for most of the year. What have you made of the New Jersey Devils?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people had different expectations that maybe this would be a little bit better, that maybe we'd see regression from, you know, teams like the Islanders or even the Penguins. And, in a lot of ways, that kind of hasn't happened. But I didn't necessarily see the jump coming this season. You expected that you would see a better Jack Hughes. You did. You expected that Nico Hischier would take another step. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened. It does sound like he will play tonight. It's just been a miserable season for him. You got another step from a guy like Mackenzie Blackwood. And then, like you mentioned, all the younger players are coming too. And Lindy Ruff has been, you know, really, really positive to them in terms of, you know, the guys like Igor Sharangovich and the Mikhail Maltsevs of the group, Yanni Kuokkanen. You know, these are younger players that have, you know, Ty Smith, who just the other day, Tom Fitzgerald basically declared as one of the untouchables on this team, along with Hughes and Hischier. But, you know, he's given those players a lot of opportunity. He's given them a lot of rope when they have had struggles. And, it looks like a team that's building something there, but, you know, the struggles are, you know, to be expected with a team this young there. I think somebody had the tweet up the other day that their forward group was actually younger in average age than the Minnesota State team playing in the Frozen Four.
Yeah, one of the, if not the youngest team in the NHL. I think I heard that from another New Jersey reporter on Edmonton Radio yesterday. One last one here for you. The New Jersey Devils got kind of the trade deadline started last week, sending Zajac and Palmieri to the New York Islanders. In return, the Devils did pick up a few prospects and a first rounder. How'd that trade go over there in New Jersey?
I think that the fan base, you know, they I think they all were pretty much set on the idea that a player like Kyle Palmieri, who's very popular in the area. I mean, again, he's you know, he's born in New York, but you know, he claimed Montville, New Jersey as his hometown. And yeah. You know, I think even prior to being a New Jersey Devil, his jersey was up in the arena among the New Jersey high school Hall of Fame players, if you will. So a very popular player there. And it, you know, when it sounded like things were going off the rails in terms of signing a contract there, I think the writing was on the wall there. And, you know, the Islanders seemed to be one of the teams that were sniffing around on. I think Boston was in on that too, maybe Toronto. So that didn't really surprise people too much. And, you know, again, now in terms of how the TV packages work, fans can probably maybe like a little bit that they could watch, you know, Palmieri there. But then Travis Ajak goes in there, and he's obviously, you know, a player who played his 1,000th game with the Devils this year. He's been, you know, one of the players that I think people have thought might join the Patrick Elias and the really short list of players that have had success in this organization and played their whole careers with the Devils. Because think about even Brodeur, he's known basically only as a Devil, but he did have a 7-game stint with the Blues. So I think people are kind of hanging on to that. I mean, you know, so I think in that respect, people have looked at and said, oh, we lose two players that have kind of been some of the faces of the franchise, at least in the past. And now not only do they go to one of the rivalry teams in terms of the Islanders, but people looked at and said, well, we're just getting two minor leaguers. And again, they are getting minor league players that more than likely won't have much of an impact on this organization. They get a conditional pick and they get a first round pick, which now with the 32 draft could be as high as 32. Although I guess Arizona won't have a pick this year. So 31 would still be where it'd be at. But, you know, I think fans in a lot of ways are just, I think they're just disappointed because they're realizing that maybe this rebuild process that they feel like they've been in since really, I mean, one playoff appearance since they went to the Cup final in 2012, they feel like we're going into another cycle of it.
Neil, this has been great. Thank you so much for filling us in on the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers, Dmitry Kulikov, and also talking some New Jersey Devils. We'll have to do this again, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, April 13th. Let's quickly get to some NHL news. The Canadian Hockey, well, this is not NHL news, like Paul, but it's hockey news. The Canadian Hockey League, in associations with its three member leagues, the WHL, the OHL, and the Q, announced today that the 2021 Memorial Cup will be canceled due to the ongoing pandemic, and it's the second year, and it's sad, man. The Memorial Cup is so much fun. You get to see so many of these prospects and guys that are going into the draft, and it's just unfortunate and understandable, though, but I'll look forward to the one in 2022. Hopefully we're past this damn thing here with COVID and all that. But yeah, the 2021 Memorial Cup will be canceled to the NHL. Six games on tap today as the New Jersey Devils are home to the New York Rangers. The Buffalo Sabres take on Taylor Hall and the Boston Bruins. Taylor Hall will make his debut. He will be on the line with David Krejci and Craig Smith. That game is at 5:00. Washington is home to the Philadelphia Flyers. Anthony Mantha looking to make an impact on his new team. In an all in the North Division, Calgary is on the road to take on the red hot Toronto Maple Leafs. Nashville making they've been pretty hot as of late, locking down a playoff spot. They'll continue to try to do that tonight as they're home to the very good Tampa Bay Lightning. And the Dallas Stars also trying to creep back into that playoff spot, are home to the Florida Panthers. The Edmonton Oilers return to action on Friday in Vancouver to take on the Canucks. Hopefully, as Canucks still dealing with some COVID situation there. We'll see when they get back on the ice. And then for sure, they'll play on Saturday night, 8:00, as they're in Winnipeg expect to face the Jets. As you heard earlier, no new Jet practice. Slater Cuckoo was out before practice, and we saw all the lines, the pairings. We'll know more information heading into Friday's game on lines and who's starting between the pipe. Let's get to some audio for today, as Adam Larson and Dave Tippett did meet with the media. And we'll start with Adam Larson, a guy that started really bad, and he's really turned it around, man. He's become an absolute stud. Adam Larson on the newest member of the Edmonton Oilers, Dmitry Kulikov.
He'll bring a lot. I mean, going into a last pusher before the playoffs, you need that. And he's a veteran guy, too, that been in the playoffs for a good amount of times. And he knows what it takes. And he's a veteran pressing. And it's you can never have too much depth when you're going into a playoff run.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You saw a lot of teams add depth, guys. You never know with injuries and COVID and all that. So you got to really cover your butts. Larson has played with a lot of guys. He's played with Jones, Lagesson, Chris Russell, Slater Cuckoo. And he's been kind of the mainstay there. He fought through his early struggles and has really turned his game around. Here's Larson on, like I said, he's played with a lot of different guys on that left side, and the opportunity to play with Kulikov.
Having a lot of partners this year. And I think personally it's been working pretty good with most of them. So it's whoever he comes in and play with, I'm sure we will all support him and help him the best we can to get right into our group and to our system. So I haven't really talked personally to anyone how it's going to look moving forward, but now I'll play with Rusty for a couple of games, and I really like that that pairing. So it's just have to keep grinding away.
Yeah, I definitely try him with Adam Larson to start. That was part of, in our first segment on the Break It Down. Who would you play him with? Let me know. Bear, Barry, Larson, long shot, Chris Russell, if you move him to the right. I don't know why you'd do that, but Bouchard's not going to be in the top six here for the final stretch and into the playoffs. But yeah, we'll wait and see. Should be fun. Let's get to the head coach. And he was asked, how does Dmitry Kulikov fit into his lineup?
Well, he gives us depth at defense. He's a veteran defenseman, played a lot of games, played kind of a real shutdown penalty kill role that I think will help our group. You know, we've got to get him here, get him up and going before we figure out where exactly he fits in. But we'll see. We'll see when he gets here. But I like that he's a good veteran. You talk to people about him, he's a real good pro. Does whatever it takes to help a team win. And so I think he'll be a benefit to our lineup. Did more of what he was doing this year, and okay. he was a solid player for New Jersey. Really played in some key shutdown situations. So we think he just gives us extra depth there, and I think he's a good pro and can never have enough defensemen.
It was the only move the Oilers made on trade deadline day, but I like it. It was a solid move. I haven't seen much hate towards this move. It's a guy that's going to come in and make you better. He's not going to hurt you. And you heard Larson and Tippett there. There seems like everyone's excited to bring in the Russian veteran defenseman. One of the favorite players here is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Of course, it's a contract here. Everybody's kind of waiting to see what happens. There, he's missed the last two games due to injury. Here's an update on Nuge from the head coach.
He skated before the group today, so he was on the ice with that, and we'll see where I'll get an update later today on where he's at, whether he joins the group tomorrow or not.
But he did skate today by himself, and if he gets clearance, he will rejoin his team tomorrow, so we'll wait and see on that. And one last one here from the head coach. 14 games to go, and the Oilers sitting good. They need a few more wins here, but the Oilers are very close to locking down a playoff spot. Dave Tippett was asked thoughts on his team as they hit this final stretch.
I like our team. Our goal at the start of the year was continuing to improve all the way through and keep building our game. That's a discussion we had as a group today, that this is our team going forward. We've got to continue to build. There's some things that I think we have to improve, to secure a playoff spot. And then if you get a chance to play in the playoffs, you get in there and your game's in order. So we talked about that as a group today. You know, we've got 14 games left in the regular season. We've got to use all 14 of them to make sure we're improving our game. We're in a playoff spot, then hopefully our team's ready to go. But for the most part, I like the way our guys have really pushed to try to improve, push to try to become a better team, and we've done that to this point. Now we got to continue it.
Right, guys, that was Dave Tippett meeting with the media earlier today as the Oilers return to practice. You also heard from Adam Larson. Once again, a big shout out to Neil McHale from InsideHockey.com as he covers the New Jersey Devils. We got more. We went more in depth on Dmitry Kulikov and what to expect from the veteran Russian defenseman here in Edmonton. The Oilers return to practice. As you heard, Derek Nuge just skated on his own, as did Slater Cuckoo. Dave Tippett will get an update to see if Nuge can rejoin the group. Hopefully that's the case, because he is dearly missed by the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers return to action on Friday versus the Vancouver Canucks, and Saturday against the Winnipeg Jets. So still a lot of days to go before we see the Oilers in action here, but this rest for them was probably a good thing. And as they get ready here for the stretch drive to lock down a playoff spot and get set for the playoffs. So we'll keep you tabs throughout the week on Oilers lineups and goaltenders and all that good stuff. And as we go a few more days with no games for your Edmonton Oilers. All right, guys, like always, I appreciate all the downloads. Let me know on the Break It Down segment, who would you play with Dmitry Kulikov? I went with Adam Larson. It's kind of the safe pick, but that's where I think it's going to be the best fit. Let me know on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am HernandoMan talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy some sunshine. We'll chat tomorrow.